Hello, and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Maria Leniak. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were, or are, some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides the background and interesting tidbits about the live music performed that evening. Today, Steve tells us all about a jazz technique called vocalise, which involves artists creating vocal parts by setting words to well-known instrumental solos. We are introduced to some of the leading proponents of vocalise as they endeavor to make new stories using the exact cadence, dynamics, and phrasing of jazz instrumental soloists. They were especially enamored with the playing of the beboppers, who rose to prominence after World War II. Now, into the 21st century, we find this innovation picked up by contemporary singers such as Manhattan Transfer and Kurt Elling, among others. Now here is Steve to vocalize about vocalise.
Welcome to our second Jazz in the Hall for 2013. Thanks so much for coming out and supporting live jazz in the Yukon. We appreciate it. So tonight I'd like to talk about a vocal style called vocalise. Vocalise is a style of jazz singing in which lyrics are written to an existing jazz instrumental. This is in contrast to scat singing that employs improvised nonsense syllables. Vocalise uses distinct words that are relevant to the title of the song or the feeling of the instrumental piece. Typically in jazz, we have players using songs with lyrics as the inspiration for instrumental pieces. Vocalise reverses this process by adding lyrics to tunes that were recorded as instrumentals. In the history of music, most instruments were designed to replicate the human voice. It seems inevitable that voices would be used to replicate the sounds of instruments at some point, and that's where vocalise kicks in. Several artists that helped to invent and popularize this style are Eddie Jefferson, who had a famous vocal version of Coleman Hawkins' great Body and Soul. Also, King Pleasure and singer-dancer Babs Gonzalez were important in the early development of the genre. It was Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, however, that perfected this new style of jazz singing. In fact, jazz critic Leonard Feather, in his review of their Sing a Song of Basie recording from 1957, coined the term vocalise to distinguish his new approach to vocal jazz. Dave Lambert and John Hendrix had the idea to sing versions of classic Count Basie performances, but were having trouble finding enough talented singers to fill in for all the horns. So once they met jazz singer Annie Ross, they decided to use just their 3 voices and overdub all the parts. This was a very successful idea, and this very important group was born. They went on to record 5 albums together, and then Lambert and Hendrix also recorded 3 more albums with Yolanda Bavin during the early 1960s before going their separate ways. So I thought the best way to illustrate this tonight would be to share some examples of this vocalise style by first having the instrumental piece that inspired the vocal piece. So we'll start with the instrumental version, and then I'll have Jim play for you the vocal version. So this first track is called Moanin', from an album called Moanin' by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, recorded in 1958. This tune was written by their piano player at the time, Bobby Timmons. So number one, please, Jim, this is Moanin' from Art Blakey. Thank you. That's Moanin' by Art Blakey. You can kind of hear the call and response that goes on. That's coming out of the gospel and blues tradition. It's even more obvious in the vocal version of this piece. This is Moanin' from Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. This album was called The Hottest New Group in Jazz from 1959, so this song was quite current at the time. This is the Bobby Timmons composition with lyrics by John Hendricks. Number two, please, Jim.
Every evening find me moaning.
Yes, Lord.
I'm alone and crying the blues.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so tired of paying these dues.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody knows I'm moaning.
Yes, Lord. Lord, I try, really and truly try, to find some relief, find some relief. Lord, I spent plenty of days along with my grief, along with my grief. Lord, I pray, really, truly pray, to find some relief. Yes, Lord.
That's just a taste of the out chorus of Moanin' by Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. These next tracks are a bit of an anomaly. We have a vocal song from the Gershwin's folk opera Porgy and Bess that was arranged for a jazz ensemble by the great Gil Evans and recorded by Miles Davis. John Hendricks then turned the piece back into a vocal version by adding new lyrics to fit Evans' arrangement. So number three, please, Jim. This is Summertime as recorded by Miles Davis, arranged by Gil Evans from their Porgy and Bess recording of 1958. Couldn't cut Miles off. I kept going there. So that's Summertime by Miles Davis. The next example is Summertime using the Gil Evans arrangements with new lyrics by John Hendricks. This selection is also from Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross's record that they recorded in 1959 called The Hottest New Group in Jazz. So number four, please, Jim. This is Summertime by Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross.
Summertime and the living ain't bad. Cotton's up high, dad's rich, and your mama's good looking. So little baby, don't you cry, don't cry. Oh, one of these mornings, you're gonna
let your pretty little wings take to the sky until that morn. Ain't nothing gonna harm you. Daddy's standing by, Mama too standing by in the summertime. Don't you cry.
The great Lambert Hendrickson Ross. Another important group in this vocalese style is Manhattan Transfer. This group performed a variety of musical styles and in 1985 recorded an album also called Vocalese, which was dedicated to the incredibly imaginative lyrics of John Hendricks. On this record, singers Tim Hauser, Cheryl Benteen, Alan Paul, and Janice Siegel perform a dozen of Hendricks' creations that were very popular with their contemporary jazz audience. This group continues to perform. Jazz Yukon just got a promotional thing from Manhattan Transfer a little while ago. They are currently touring in a stripped-down format with the singers using a solo piano as their accompaniment. So this next example is the instrumental version that the vocal version was based on. So this is called Rock House, written by Brother Ray Charles in 1956. Number five, please, Jim. So that's Ray Charles' version of Rock House. Now the next example is called Ray's Rock House from the Vocalese album by Manhattan Transfer, as I mentioned, from 1985. John Hendricks added these lyrics to the Ray Charles tune. I should preface this by saying, please forgive the slightly dated sounding instrumentation. This was recorded in the 1980s, so I hope you all understand where that's coming from. The vocals still sound great. So this is number six, Jim, Ray's Rock House by Manhattan Transfer.
My point. We don't care what you'll do. a part of her fun. This is Tucker with Layla the joint, in a search for her son. Every Saturday night he sneaks out, leaving her in the lurch. But she's looking to bring him on home, cause tomorrow is church.
She really hates the Rock House.
Yeah.
She's sure the devil is in control here.
Nothing but rock and roll here.
Yo.
Ray's Rock House by Manhattan Transfer. Yet another amazing jazz singer who has turned his attention to vocalese is Kurt Elling. Elling draws inspiration from more modern jazz pieces, such as works by John Coltrane and Pat Metheny. Elling has performed with a vocal project called The Four Brothers. This vocal quartet featured Elling, Mark Murphy, Kevin Mahogany, and the legendary John Hendricks. This group includes two of Elling's mentors in Hendricks and Murphy, and a contemporary in Mahogany. They certainly performed some vocalese pieces in their sets, and I'm sure that John Hendricks encouraged Elling to try his hand at writing lyrics in this vocalese style. So next we'll hear the instrumental inspiration. This is a track called Resolution, written and recorded by John Coltrane on his A Love Supreme album from 1964. Intended to be a spiritual album, broadly representative of Coltrane's personal struggle for purity, A Love Supreme expressed the artist's deep gratitude as he admits to his talent and instrument as being owned not by him, but by a spiritual higher power. So this is from 1964, Resolution. The intro is really low, Jim, but then Coltrane comes belting in. So it's just how the record was. I just let her roll. So number 7, please.
Thank you.
That's the instrumental version, Resolution. Resolution from Kurt Elling's Excellent Man in the Air CD is next. That's he recorded in 2003. Elling added lyrics to this powerful Coltrane composition. The religious nature of the lyrics is a good fit with Coltrane's original concept and were approved for the recording by Coltrane's widow, Alice Coltrane. So this one's number 8 of the final track. This is Resolution from Kurt Elling's Wonderful Man in the Air CD.
God, King above all other gods, lead us now, so we can walk wherein the prophet said that we would trod. Buddha, tell us sutra like a spell. Teach us well to enter silence with the calling of bells. Allah, bring us to a good alarm. Subjugate our wills to answer you like a mighty arm. Elohim is a pillar of light in the dark and leading all his people to light, for he's the king of the fire. He breathes the fire into everything that's living on earth, in the sun, in the stars. Take a spark of it deep within you, put it to the test, it will do the rest. I confess, it'll be like climbing up Mount Everest. I can't express the view from there, but it's for you to follow through. Lama, show the power's bright array. Bless the climb and settle peace upon the universe's dark display. And Jesus, remember every promise made. Present yourself in the middle of the prayers that we say. Vishnu, preserve us all along the way. Keep us clear of the final thunderbolts of the judgment day. Hear me, hear what I ask for today, fathers. Western shelf of the world, up in a house right on the edge of everything, where the time is tumbling in a vortex, the nexus of timetable tides. In the final lighthouse, a shining earth sending, at the spinning of the finishing of sweeping time.
driving silence like a stampeding, careening, washing, charging advance. Digging the sound of passing everything away into the secret of eternity's pivot dance. Breaking down, crashing doorways, bashing through dream place. Smash, unlash, efface, everything goes to the open mouth of Kalima, where the vault of heaven opens. But witness as lonely as forgotten tears, keeps a full vigil watching all even light go out. One witness, one child digging the sleeping wheel of meat, spitting out, taking up everything by the roots, pulling out the lot of what has passed into the past like a dream. She knows what is gone, gone over, everyone that is done and unbegun, and starting from the super microcosmic nova all the way to super huge galactic suns. And she knows the beginning is coming in the sweep at the end of all. Even gods have passed over away. Then one day the shadow of a priest on the horizon appeared. He wasn't taken up into the swirling. He walked with purpose all the while digging his ears into the...
So that's Kurt Elling's version of Resolution. I think you will agree that the singer has to have excellent articulation and breath control to fit the lyrics into the cadence of the original instrumental version. Kurt and John Hendricks, for that matter, have that in spades. Thank you very much.
We hope that you've enjoyed these jazz instrumentals that have been transformed by vocal arrangements. It takes great skill to transcribe recordings to create vocal renditions from them. It's easy to see why vocalese remains a vital piece of the history of the development of vocal jazz. We recorded the live presentation in March 2013. This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon, a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Jim Holland. Script edits by David Sillery. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Maria Leniak. Thank you for listening.